News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Cabinet has approved the award of a contract valued at $51.34 million for Phase 1 of the Papine Mona Sewerage Project. The contract has been awarded to Surrey Paving and Aggregates Company Limited. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner made the disclosure at a Jamaica House press briefing last Wednesday.
The project forms part of the National Water Commission's continuing development of sewage treatment facilities serving the Papine Mona area. This project will, among other things, involve the connection of UTEC to the Mona Road sewer.
Minister Faulkner says under this phase of the project, 1.5 kilometers of PVC trunk sewers and sewer manholes will be constructed from the University of Technology UTEC's southwest boundary to the existing manhole at the intersection with Mona Road. Work is scheduled to begin this month and is to be completed by October 2016. The contract is being financed from the NWC's capital budget and by UTEC. Meanwhile, a Government of Jamaica communications policy has been approved by Cabinet. The policy outlines the framework to be used by the ministries, departments and agencies when communicating and engaging with members of the public. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says it will seek to ensure timely, consistent and accurate dissemination of official information, as well as the use of effective strategies to transmit, reach and get feedback from citizens.
The policy articulates 9 pillars of government communication responsibilities, including providing timely, accurate, and clear information, ensuring that government institutions are appropriately identified, visible, accessible, and accountable to the people, ensuring more cooperation among ministries, departments, and agencies, and leveraging social media.
Senator Faulkner adds that the policy outlines clear roles and responsibilities for ministers, government communicators, and other government officials in the communication of official information. Executive Vice President of Palace Resorts, Gibran Shapur, has announced that the group is to invest another $300 million in Jamaica's hotel sector. Speaking at the recent opening of Moon Palace Jamaica Grand, Mr. Shapur said additional properties are to be acquired to build new hotels. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil has welcomed the news, adding that the investment would be a further boost to the tourism industry. The tourism minister is also expressing appreciation to the Shapur family for retaining 600 former employees of the Sunset Jamaica Grand Hotel. Some 200 of these workers were sent to Mexico to be further trained, while a number of Mexicans were sent to the island to work alongside Jamaicans. Moon Palace Jamaica Grand is a 5-star hotel valued at $210 million and houses the largest spa in the country. And the services of the Jamaica Fire Brigade are to be significantly improved with the construction of 3 new fire stations next year. The announcement was made by the Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel Arscott, who said the stations will be built in rural parishes.
We have a program now to gradually improve the fire services in Jamaica. We will build in the coming year 3 new fire stations, one in Montego Bay, one in Yalas, and one in St. Mary.
Mr. Arscott adds that firefighters are being trained and equipment is presently being sourced to outfit the stations following completion. He says 5 new engines will be purchased along with bunker gear and other personal protective equipment. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I know firsthand the challenges you have to face when you have a child before you're fully prepared to deal with the reality. I know the impact on your social life. Besides, it could jeopardize your health, education, and potential. So I would say to young people, wait, finish your education, and make sure you are ready before you have a child.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.